Hi, my name is Zakarin, and welcome to my vodcast. Don't sweat the small stuff, and it's all small stuff. Now, this is a classic success title. Contrary to what everyone else believes, there is nothing really important going on down here on planet Earth, even though all of humanity makes every single little minuscule thing on planet that happens on planet Earth into massive life and death situations. Every little molehill gets made into a massive mountain because humanity believes it must change the external conditions of the world in order for them to be happy. And people believe that they are here on some sort of holy mission to save everyone or to save the planet. And they believe they are here to prove their worth to other people and prove their worth to an insecure, petty, vengeful God. So everything is a big, massive-ass mountain when really everything is only a little teeny anthill. And the reason everything is really a tiny anthill is because you are not here to prove your worth to God or anyone, because your worthiness is not in question and never has been in question, because you are divine and perfect just how you are. You are source in a human body, and nothing divine ever judges you as being less than pure divine perfection. And you are an immortal soul here on Earth for no other reason than to have fun creating your desires into your physical reality. You're here to be a dreamer, like John Lennon said, and you're here to make those dreams a reality. So you can't do or say or get anything wrong. And because you're immortal, you never get this job done. And so, since you're not here to prove your worth, and there is no judgment and no such thing as right and wrong, and you never get anything wrong, and you can't get any, and you can actually do no wrong, and because you never get this done or can't get anything done, really, your adventure of creation never ever ends, because you're an immortal, eternal, all-powerful creator, and you have eternity to get it right and to create whatever you want. Even though there is no right and wrong, you still have an eternity to get it right. Then that means literally everything is small stuff. Your lack of money, or lack of lover, or lack of job, or lack of financial freedom, or lack of health, etc., etc., is all small, insignificant, teeny, eensy weensy, teeny, dinky, die stuff. Even a war, even a world war is small stuff. Even a stupid, idiotic joke of a pandemic is small, piddly-ass stuff. And if you compare your supposed giant problem of, say, a lack of money to someone who is, say, starving in Africa, then maybe you can get some idea of how petty and insignificant your little piddly problem is. And then maybe you'll stop thinking about it, which is why it exists in your life in the first place, because you've been thinking about it. So, don't sweat the small stuff, because it's all small stuff. It has never ceased to amaze me how big and massively and important and dramatic and traumatic people make things in life that are not really big or important at all, and are only dramatic and traumatic if you make it so. Making unimportant little things into big important things is a classic self-sabotage pattern, because it is focusing on what you don't like and don't want. And the more you focus on anything, the longer and the larger it grows, good or bad. And by focusing on what you don't want and inadvertently making it bigger and bigger and bigger because of that focus and the momentum you're building up into it, that just sabotages your own success and happiness, because you're not focused on what you want. The classic molehill into a mountain scenario that I love the most and I've had the immense displeasure of experiencing it firsthand is the classic jealous partner scenario. An insecure person who believes it is your job to act in certain ways to make them feel loved and feel important and feel significant and be happy are the worst of the worst, because their jealous insecurity places you into an impossible situation. in an impossible position because you can't ever do enough to make them feel loved and feel happy. And their insecurities and jealousy causes you to naturally run away from them and run away from the pressure that they're putting on you to be their savior. Especially when all they seem to be able to see is fault rather than all of the wonderful things that you do. You'll never feel appreciated if you are with a jealous person because they primarily see infidelity even if none exists. They put more attention upon their fears and insecurities upon what they don't want, and thusly expand and grow those little fears and insecurities into massive gargantuous realities, and it will be difficult to not act out their fears and actually do exactly what they fear, which is to leave them for someone else. My first jealous girlfriend put so much pressure on me that I felt utterly trapped and controlled and felt like I had no choice but to seek freedom. And that is more often than not the source of infidelity, which I don't see as any big deal at all. But for an insecure, jealous person, you might as well be the devil incarnate if you happen to stray. You might as well be Adolf Hitler, but the truth is what anyone else does sexually or otherwise with anyone else on planet Earth, whether you're married to them or not, is none of your freaking business. And what other people do, including their intimate partners, only becomes your business if you rely upon other people to act in certain ways to ensure your happiness, which is a very disempowered state and very disempowered way to be. In fact, it is the most disempowered thing and way of acting that you could do, and something that most people erroneously do, which sabotages their happiness. Everything that other people do is none of our business because no one creates our reality for us, which means no one is responsible for our joy or love or prosperity, etc. So even though we tend to make what other people think, say, and do as being a massively significant thing to us, nothing that anyone else thinks, says, or does has anything to do with you other than the fact that you have attracted that person because they are a vibrational match to you and how you've been thinking. For me, jealous girlfriend number one was seemingly an empowered person. And at the time, I felt pretty disempowered, pretty lost, pretty confused, didn't know what I wanted. And I desired freedom above all things. I just wanted adventure. And she seemed very empowered and creative. And she was a free spirit and adventurous. And she was exciting. And she was older than me. I mean, all qualities in a woman I admired. And she obviously loved freedom as well because she attracted me, didn't she? But even though she appeared quite empowered, quite free and open-oriented, she obviously felt very disempowered with many aspects of her life, especially how to create what she wants, which is what most people feel disempowered about. And when you don't understand that we all create our own realities and therefore don't know how to create what you want, well, you do what most people do. You try to get other people to help you create what you want. And the main thing people try to get other people to help them create is their own happiness. But you can never truly ever be happy if you are relying upon other people to be the source of your happiness, because you must become the prison warden of your own relationship prison, making sure everyone, including your lover, is in line and doing what you need them to do so that you can maintain your happiness. And if they don't, well, of course, they're rejected and scolded and punished, etc., etc. So again, the littlest thing that they don't do correctly becomes a massive mountain because their self-worth is dependent on that little action coming from another person. So what is the solution to your emotional issues? How do you get over the infidelities and the disloyalty? How do you get over a lover cheating on you, or a friend, or a lover, or a co-worker, or a boss stabbing you in the back, not treating you respectfully? How do you get over someone stealing from you, or welching on a deal, or someone not paying you the money that they owe you, etc., etc.? Well, you can't, so don't try. First, realize that every single crappy experience of your life you attracted to give you clarity about what you don't like, and then, of course, give you clarity about what you do like and do want. You can't heal the past. You can only create a more preferable future by no longer dwelling on the past and by giving up the old disempowered and destructive pattern of turning molehills into mountains. What anyone else has done that you feel has been so horrendous, so terrible, so hideous is really no big deal if you can learn to focus on the clarity that experience has given you, and if you can now focus on what you want rather than what you don't want. So even if your lover or husband or wife, quote-unquote, cheats on you with your best friend, then leaves and takes the dog with them and steals your car and empties your bank account and takes all your CDs, if your happiness is not dependent on another person, then none of that will be any big deal. And instead of wanting to kill them both, well, you could decide to be very appreciative of the great clarity that they have given you about what you now want. So any crap that happens in your life, do not, under any circumstances, stand around the water cooler and bitch, moan, and complain about your woe is me story. Do not, under any circumstances, call up your girlfriends and talk about your shitty life or your shitty boyfriend for hours and hours on an end and turn something that is relatively insignificant, that is absolutely a molehill, into the end of the world. In fact, do the opposite. Instead of turning molehills into mountains, why not do something entirely more empowering and turn mountains into teeny tiny little anthills? Turn the big hairy giant end of the world crap into an insignificant game that gave you lots of clarity and inspiration to now turn your dreams and new amazing and exciting desires into big giant mountains. And that is how you move the proverbial mountain, by making what you want big, massive, fun, exciting adventures. The crap in life is just little road signs on your road trip of adventure of creation, pointing you in the right direction of what you want. And if you're not paying attention, well, you miss the road sign and head down the wrong road to doom and gloom. But if you're paying attention and you learn to appreciate the doom and gloom and the clarity that this doom and gloom gives you, to look for the light and look for the gold and look for the joy and look for the things that are easy to like, love, and appreciate, then your life can become one giant, fun, loving, exciting, prosperous, adventurous mountain of joy and fun, one after another. Woo! All right. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you did, share it with your friends. Come visit me at zakarma.com for more self-empowering goodies to help you just create awesome mountains and clouds and fun things and fun adventures and fun prosperity. My name is Zakarma, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense fun and adventure and prosperity on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And, of course, remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!